Please be seated.
今天很高兴有这个机会跟大家一起来学习道理。
Thank God for this opportunity. Share the word with God with everyone.
当然，我除了很高兴那就是能够有机会因为有讲机会，那就是要准备
And so I am very happy, but at the same time, I need to prepare.
准备的话我自己就会有所收获。
And so as I'm preparing, I am edified.
假如没有讲机会的话，当然今天可能访问的还是说，我今天休息
If there was no Bible seminar, then I might go on a visitation or I would rest.
当然还有很多事情要准备。
Of course, there are many other things that I must prepare for.
包括月底的学生联会。
Of course, and also the student spiritual convocation at the end of the month.
总共要准备六个课程。
And I have to prepare 6 classes.
所以也是要准备。
So I have to prepare.
所以这个讲习会是很难得的一个机会。
So Bible seminar is a rare opportunity.
但是我从调到这边以来这个是第一次讲习会对我来讲。
And so after moving over here, it's my first Bible seminar.
已经快一年半的时间。
It's almost a year and a half.
那鲁湾教会还没有什么讲习会。
And so there hasn't been any at Irvine Church.
当然可能有其他讲习会的。
And of course there are other seminars.
但是我没有参与。
But I did not participate.
那以前我还在还没当传道，在费城教会的时候。
And so before I was a pastor and I was a member at Philadelphia.
那时候传道者很少。
There was very few pastors.
传道经常外出。
And the pastors are often out of the country.
我们很高兴有蔡梅西传道，他就搬到费城。
And at that time, Pastor Tsai moved to Philadelphia.
因此我们就抓住那个机会。
And so we took that opportunity.
我们每一季每一季都有个灵修会，都有个讲习会。
And that every quarter, there would be a Bible seminar.
因此事实上我们是要珍惜这个讲习会。
And so we must not take for granted this Bible seminar.
因此我相信大家也是很高兴今天就来参加这个讲习会。
And I believe everyone is very happy and joyful to come to attend this Bible seminar.
那根据安排说要讲这个家庭祭坛。
And so according to the what is assigned, we are going to discuss family altar.
那家庭祭坛我们从各个不同的层面来。
So we'll look at the different aspects to discuss about family altar.
我们看，当然一般大家会想到说家庭祭坛就是好像这个图案家里的人大大小小聚集在一起。
And so this is a picture of what people would think is family altar that all the members of the family gather together.
那你看他们还要点蜡烛。
So they even light candles here.
这个中间可能是放一些饼干
And they might put some snacks in the middle.
那你看小孩子还有一台电脑。
And then the children are even looking at their computers.
他大概是用电脑看圣经的。
They might be using their computers to look at the Bible.
这个妈妈大概她这个你看她在看 notes 大概她准备的。
And so the mom is looking at her notes, so she might have been the one to prepare for that.
我们看全家都很忙。
So all of the whole family is very busy.
而且呢，他们有一个这个宗教的气氛好像点蜡烛有个气氛。
So they have this religious environment, and so because they even lit candles.
当然能够帮助我们有个宗教崇拜的气氛也是很好的。
And so to help to have this kind of spiritual or religious environment, that is a good thing.
所以有的家庭有时间他就播放圣乐
And so some families, if they have time, they will play sacred music.
有一个崇拜的那个环境。
To have a environment of worship.
你看，他这个后面不是有两张那个画表吗？这个有没有？他的墙壁上有两张画表。
Oh, on the wall there are two posters.
看不清楚这个是什么字
And so we can't really see very clearly what is on those posters.
那我们就想象很多的画表都是抄圣经上的经节。
And so if we think, oh, these posters are posters with the words of God.
所以这个是帮助我们一个宗教的环境。
And this can also help us to have a spiritual or environment.
所以在《生命记》里头第四章第六章也是告诉我们 要敬拜神啊，然后呢就把这个经文啊放在颈项上哈，那个随时随地啊都可以啊知道神的话语。我说《申命记》。
Oh, in Deuteronomy, it tells us that that they have to put the word of God in their sorry.
啊，所以就是要跟宗制造一个宗教环境。
And so it tells us that we need to create a religious education environment.
所以这个家庭祭坛就是这个主人呢、啊、要制造一个宗教的环境。
And so the master owner has to create this environment.
那我们今天呢、啊？有些人是、家庭摆置的非常漂亮。
And so for us today, some people have designed their interiors of their home very beautifully.
但是呢，很俗气，很世界的，很这个。
Oh, but it's very worldly.
啊，它没有一个宗教虔诚这个气息啊，这就看不出来。
Then there's no religious environment. You can't see it.
我们看到有的家庭啊，哦，有这个柜垫哈。那柜垫都摆在那里的，有四个柜垫，全家四个人，每一个人一个，啊，就可以看出来他们经常祷告才有柜垫。
And so some families they have four prayer mats, and so we can see that they pray often, so that's why they would have these prayer mats.
我其实啊，要一个家庭祭坛啊，是要用心经营的，好像经营家庭一样。
And so to have a family altar, you need to put effort into it, just like how you would put effort into building your family.
但是我们为什么要这样子经营呢？
But why would you want to do this?
好，我们看这张图片哈。
Let us look at this picture.
你看麻雀在祭坛筑巢呢。
And that, that the sparrows would.
麻雀啊。
Oh, 麻雀。
对 ，sparrow.
Oh, so sparrow would build a nest in the altar.
那为什么不在屋檐，还要跑到祭坛去筑巢？
Why wouldn't they be in outside? Why would be in the temple?
啊，当然，作诗的人呢、啊，可能也不是说。真正有看到麻雀在祭坛筑巢啊。
And so it might not be that the sparrow have found that the psalmist really saw a sparrow build a nest in the altar.
那是他的感受，他好像用诗啊，所以诗篇就用诗来描写他当时的感受。
And so this might be how the psalmist is expressing how they are feeling at this time.
哦，你看，假设。麻雀在我们教会筑巢的话，你会不会把它赶出去呀、啊、
？Because if you saw a sparrow build a nest in our chapel, wou允't you want to chase them out?
啊，怎么允许麻雀在祭坛筑巢？这个不可能啊
！So because how would they allow a sparrow to build a nest in the altar?
那会被烧死啊
！Because they will be burned.
那祭坛就是烧啊
！Because the altar is where you burn.
那么看诗篇八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
我们先来想象啊，这个作者他的心情心境。
Let us imagine the feelings and emotions of the psalmist. 84篇
的第二节。
Psalm 84, verse 2.
84篇第二节。
Psalm 84, verse 2.
好，我们一起念到第四节啊。
Let's read together to verse 4.
第四到第四。我羡慕可想神的愿民，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁，万军之神，我的主，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。如此住在你殿中的，变得有福，他们仍要赞美你啊！所以你要念整句，整句呀、啊。不只是说，只要念第三节，念第三节的话，你会误以为，啊，这样子乱的话，什么鸟跑到祭坛，哎、啊、呀，不把它赶出去啊，这就像什么，哦，要是今天的话，你看鸟到处在会堂里面组团，那像什么会堂呢
？And so we have to read this whole section, not just verse three, because if we just three, we would think, oh, why would they allow the sparrow to build a nest in like in our chapel?
好，我们还记得我们刚刚唱赞美诗第一首啊。
Do you remember what hymn number we sang earlier?
啊，还记得吗
？Do you remember?
刚刚唱赞美诗第六首。啊，四一八嘛，怎么忘记了呢
？How can you forget the
number? 我问的话，你知道就要答哈，不要客气。我们昨天晚上哈，昨天我们在尔湾的植物会在讨论这个这个家庭的查经。
And so yesterday night during the council meeting for Irvine, we discussed family Bible study.
啊，有人就抱怨说啊，这个主持人希望大家发言，都没有人愿意发言。
And some people were saying, complaining that, oh, people, they want people to share, but no one's willing to share.
有人说啊, 没办法啦, 这是我们中国人的传统文化。
And then some people say, oh, this is not nothing you can do because this is a cultural thing for Chinese people.
好，那刚刚唱的赞美诗四百一十八首的英文部分哈。
So in hymn 418,
啊,
副, for the English,
副歌的, 啊, 副歌的最后一节, 副歌, 你看看,
and so the last,
里面一次副歌,
哦, 这个,
对的, 副歌,
oh, so for the chorus, the last,
最后一句就好,
okay, and so the last line of or phrase, you can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul.
好, 有三个, 对不对, 哈, 第一个是什么?
Yes. You can only be blessed.
Bless, 对啊，祝福。 那第二个呢?
Peace.
Peace, 和平平安。 第三个?
Sweet rest.
安息, 所以我们注意, 这个嘉年祭坛, 最主要就是这三个, 祝福, 还有呢, 平安, 安息。
And so for the family altar, these are the three, to have blessing and peace and be able to find rest.
所以我们可以从84篇的这一段, 这一段就是看到作者他很可想在神的殿中找到祝福, 平安找到安息就像麻雀在祭坛筑巢燕子在祭坛筑窝一样
So in Psalm 84 the psalmist uses the sparrow because the idea of family altar to have blessing and peace and rest can be found in this kind of scenario
现在的家庭 虽然是说大家在一起 但是其实有些时候大家的距离很远
And so today, families, even though they might be close together, but the distance between them internally might be very far.
我们看看啊, 孩子的心啊, 不在家。
For example, the hearts of the children are not at home.
父母亲的心也可能不在家。
And the hearts of the parents might not be at home as well.
大家都心在哪里呢?
Where are their hearts at?
在哪里呀?
Where are their hearts?
我用它带呀, 看看, 在这里呀。
And the hearts are here.
大家的心都在这里, 不在家,
and so the hearts of the family members are on the phone and not at home.
所以就是啊, 吃饭也在滑手机啊,
and so that even during dinner time, they are looking at their phones.
父母亲吃饭的时候也是在滑手机, 孩子跟他讲话, 3岁孩子跟他讲话, 他也不理会的,
and so
滑这个手机啊,
like if their 3-year-old child is talking to them, then they're still looking at their phones.
真的没有一个人的心在家庭啊
And so no one's heart is in the family.
这样子跟神的本意啊，这个制造一个家庭啊，这个是互相违反的。
And so this is different, opposite of what God has intended for our families.
所以418所哈，那个时候在坛，把我们现在坛上那个坛，最主要的目的就是有这三个功能。第一个是很重要的，要祝福，我们要得到神的祝福。
And so hymn 418 are us putting ourselves on the altar. The first is so we can have blessing.
第一个叫平安,
Second is peace.
让我们孩子啊, 觉得, 在家里面很温暖,
that our family, that our children can feel like it is a very warm home that they live in.
有的孩子到了18岁就要出去读大学啊, 很高兴, 为什么很高兴?
So some kids, when they turn 18, they're very happy to leave, to go to college because they're happy to leave their home.
以前呢, 我带我弟弟到台北读大学的时候,
So before when I was younger and I took my younger brother to college.
我弟弟呢, 哭的, 这个整路都在哭啊。
My brother was crying the whole way there.
当然他现在不承认了。
Of course now he won't admit it.
但是呢, 是我自己带他, 我自己带他到台北去读动物大学啊。
And so I would, because I took him to Taipei to go to college there.
他是老幺啊, 所以整个都哭啊。
So he was the youngest, and so he cried the whole way there.
我们这个孩子啊, 哭是正常的, 因为他很爱这个家庭啊。
And so it's normal to cry if the child loves their family.
这个家庭会带给他温暖。
Because the family gives them warmth.
所以我们是在祭坛的时候，就是要追求这几样事情啊。
And so in our family altar, we need to pursue after these things.
所以我们为什么要有这家庭祭坛？
This is why we must have family altar.
当然家庭祭坛有人说那我自己一个怎么就家庭祭坛 我没有孩子啊, 只有我一个,
And so some people might say how can I have family altar if I'm just by myself I don't have any children and I'm by myself
好像我现在只有我一个怎么就家庭祭坛
so like
for example,
So like, for example, right now I'm by myself. My wife is on the East Coast. And so how can I have family altar?
啊，那圣经上提过我们哈，你看有个个人式的家庭祭坛。
And so here the Bible describes there is a single person family altar.
啊，自己一个哈。
So you're by yourself.
啊，他也不孤单哦。
And but yet they're not lonely.
那刚开始他觉得很孤单的，哎呀，你看只有我一个人哈。
In the beginning, they might be like, "Oh, I'm by myself."
所以有的人说啊，传道你自己现在自己一个人会不会觉得很孤单呢、啊、
？And so some people might ask, "Pastor, since you're by yourself, are you lonely?"
啊，耳湾教会又那么大，主要你自己一个人，你会不会怕
？Irvine Church is so big, and you're by yourself. Are you not afraid?
好了，我们看创世纪二十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28.
创世纪二十八章哈。
Genesis chapter 28.
我们看这个雅各哈，雅各啊，他。第十节
28:10
那创世纪二十八章、啊、这个故事我们都很熟了、啊、我们、啊、不用再一节一节读、这个、总而言之、啊、这个雅各、啊、就离开家了
And so for Genesis 28 is a Bible story that's very familiar to us、
啊、向哈兰的方向就向他母舅他舅舅的家一直走、啊、
And so he went towards Haran、where is his uncle's house、
啊、因为路途遥远、啊、所以到了也没有旅馆，到这个路中间呐、啊，就要睡觉，太阳下山就要睡觉。
And so because it was a long journey, and then halfway there, he had to rest.
啊，地上一躺就睡了。
He just laid on the ground.
啊，睡的时候啊，他当然是自己很孤单了、
啊。So when he was sleeping, of course he was very lonely.
啊，他真的是只有一个人。
Because he was by himself.
但是他做梦啊，这个十六节啊。
But he had a dream in verse 16.
说雅各醒着说啊，神正在这里啊，他竟然不知道，不只是只有他一个人呢。
And when he awoke, then he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it."
那可能他一直觉得很孤单。
Maybe he thought he was all alone.
他也可能啊离开家啊就一直哭啊，因为他很怜他妈妈。
Maybe he was crying the whole way as he's leaving because he was very attached to his mother.
啊，可能跟我弟弟一样啊，一直哭啊。
Maybe similar to my brother who kept crying.
啊，当然神现在安慰他，你看我在这里耶，不是只有你一个人呢、啊。
But God comforted him, saying, "I am here. You are not alone."
啊，说啊，他说啊呀，神正在这里的，我竟然不知道。
And so he said, "I'm surely God was here. Is God is in the Lord is in this place? I did not know it."
啊，那十八节。
And then verse 18.
那雅各清早起来，就把所整的石头立作柱子哈，浇在加油在上面。十九节。
19.
他就给那个地方起名叫伯特利啊，就是神殿的意思。但那个地方本来的意思啊，本来的地名叫做路斯。那二十节。
20.
那雅各许愿说啊，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我。要给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以神为我的神以主为我的神，我所立的啊，其实这个我们刚念哈，我就必以啊主为我的神啊，这个当然在以前啊是有个名字啊，但是后来他们觉得很神圣啊，不念啊，他们就不念啊，不念以后啊。只有大祭司一年一次才能够念啊，后来啊，大家不知道怎么念呢。
And so, the word, the Lord, that Lord shall be my God, the Lord, actually is very holy, is the name of God is holy, and so the Hebrew, only Hebrew priests would say it once a year, and now, over time, they have lost, how to pronounce the word.
啊，所以在以前这个耶和华哈是神的名，这是很有能力的。
And so before, Jehovah, was the name of God and had great power.
那当然，耶和华这个拼音也不是很正确的。
And so even how it's pronounced is not correct.
啊，但是也要1%的正确啊。
But it's at least 1%.
1%啊，因为到现在为止也没有人知道怎么念的。
Because no one knows how to pronounce it.
好，所以他就说：“我必以主为我的神。”二十二节。
22.
我所立为柱子的石头也必作神的殿，凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你啊！所以他自己一个人呢，感觉神与他同在。
And so even though he was by himself, he could feel that God was with him.
所以他就感恩呢。
So he gave thanks.
他就有一些要对神的一种回应。
And so then he had a wanted to give back to God.
啊，因此自己一个人也可以有一个祭坛呢。
So even by himself, he could build an altar.
主要你认为神与你同在。
If you believe that God is with you,
啊，那当然在马太福音的主就说，你们若两三个人哈在一起奉我的名求什么？啊，我就必与你们同在。
And of course, in the book of Matthew, Jesus Christ promised that if two or three gather in your name, then I will be among them.
因此，平常我们就说啊，只要我们聚会人数有两三个人啊，奉主的名啊，那个这个就是教会，这个就是有一个祭坛。
And so we say that, oh, if two or three people gather here in the church, then this is a church, and then God will be with them.
啊，其实自己一个神也是一样跟我们同在呀。
But even when we're by ourselves, God is with us.
哦，像主耶稣，他也说天父没有离弃我啊，因为我啊所行的都是合乎他的旨意。
And then even Jesus Christ says that the Father has not departed from me because I'm doing His will.
那保罗啊，他要上诉的时候，大家都离开他。
And so for Paul, when he was about to be martyred, everybody had departed from him.
啊，他不会觉得很孤单呐、啊。
But he didn't think that he was alone.
啊，他说神也与我同在啊。
He believed that God is with him.
所以自己一个也可以做祭坛。
And so even when you're by yourself, you can do have an altar.
你们只要认为主与你同在。
If you believe that God is with you.
因为圣灵与我们同在。
Because the Holy Spirit abides with us.
住在我们内心，说神与我们同在。
And He dwells within us, so God is with us.
所以我们就要感恩。
We need to give thanks.
我们得圣灵是一件神迹我们应该很珍惜。
So receiving the Holy Spirit is a great miracle. We should not take it for granted.
我们看很多人求圣灵，还到现在大人有的求二十几年还是求不到。
And so because there are some people, adults who have been praying for the Holy Spirit for over 20 years, but they are still unable to receive it.
那你看他们除了祷告一次再一次存着盼望、希望，这次又没有，你看那个挫折感多大。
So they pray and then they have this hope and then but then when they don't receive it they are disappointed and this is a very something that can be very disappointing and disheartening.
有的人就是一直练到嘴巴酸，练到喉咙干，还是没有啊。
And then some people pray and they pray until their voice they lose their voice or their throat is sore, but they still don't have.
但是我们今天已经得到圣灵我们叫神与我们同在的这个证明我们就要很珍惜。
But today, since we have been given the Holy Spirit, we must not take it for granted.
所以我们在祷告灵言，我们讲什么？我们心在想什么
？And so when we're praying the Spirit, what are we thinking about?
按照使徒行传那边所讲的他们当时祷告讲灵言、讲方言，就是在颂赞主为大
And so in the book of Acts, when they're praying in Spirit, then that means that they're praising the Lord on high.
这个叫做在灵里祷告，在灵里，在圣灵里祷告，就是一直在颂赞哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣的。
This is what it means to pray in the Spirit and to continually praise the Lord.
我们就不需要再求什么。
There's nothing else we need to ask for.
因为我们所求的，其实天父早就赐给我们的了。
Because what we are asking for, the Lord has already given to us.
所以以赛亚书的六十五章那里为什么说在神的国度里我们还没有求神就应允了，神就答应了，因为已经给我们了，就不需要再答应。
Because that's why in Isaiah 65, says that we don't even need to ask, because God has already given to us His promise.
因为我们所需要的，神已经赐给我们的。
Because what we needed, God has given to us.
包括我们物质的需要，包括我们灵性的需要。
Whether it is our physical or spiritual needs.
所以我们就是感谢主，感恩。
So we need to give thanks.
好。这是个人的家庭祭坛哈。
So this is our single family.
我这是自己一个也可以来做祭坛。
So even though you're by yourself, you can have a family altar.
那第二个哈，就家庭的家庭祭坛。
So then we have family altar.
我们看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪第八章。
Genesis chapter 8.
第八章二十节。
8 verse 20.
创世纪
Genesis chapter
第八章的二十节
8 verse 20
挪亚为神筑了一座坛拿各类洁净的牲畜飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭这挪亚他是圣经所描述的第一个献祭的人
And so Noah was the first person that offered in the Bible
那挪亚他就知道要拿各类洁净的牲畜来献上。
And then Noah knew to offer all types, all the clean animals to, as a burnt offering.
那洁净不洁净啊？那神以前就跟他讲过了。
So whether or not it's clean or unclean, God had already told him.
因为在写圣经的时候啊，虽然在利未记那边才有描述说洁净跟不洁净的动物。
Even though it's only in Leviticus that mentions what are the clean and unclean animals.
啊，其实神是圣洁的神啊，神是分别为圣的神。
But God is a holy God.
所以当然这些动物啊，也有这个分别。
And so the animals have are designated as clean or unclean.
自从有了人类哈，有了万物以后啊，神就分别为圣，就都有分别的，像白天晚上也是有分别的。
And so ever since God created the heavens and the earth, they have been some clean animals have been has been designated as clean or unclean.
啊，所以他是一位分别为圣的神。
Because he's a God that is holy.
啊，所以在创世纪。祭里头的洁净跟不洁净就没有在很详细说明什么是洁净，什么不洁净的，因为啊，从创世纪到生命记，这是一个整体哈，就是一个整体的，所以旧约圣经的这一步啊，可能是同时完成的，就是编辑的时候同时完成，因此他就没有再重复啊说明什么是洁净的动物，什么是不洁净的动物啊，自己去看。参考书利未记。
And so, because the book of Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy, there are compiled together, and so as a result, they don't go back and talk about what is clean and unclean because it's already in Leviticus.
所以神就告诉挪亚那时候说什么是洁净，什么不洁净的。
And so God had told Noah what is clean or unclean.
挪亚就拿洁净的动物来献祭。
And so Noah took the animals that were clean and offered it.
这个献祭就是对神的拯救的一种回应，感恩的回应。
And so this is reaction or a thankfulness to God for His salvation.
这个是全家的，因为神拯救他们全家。
So this is for the full family because God saves His whole family.
所以挪亚他是一家之主啊，他就召集大家哈，自己做一个坛，当然他们的这些家人呢都协助啊。以后大家来献祭，来分享。
And so since Noah is the head of his family, he took the time to build this altar and for his family, and so that they can all gather together and share.
所以怎么样把我们信仰哈传给下一代
？So how do we pass on our faith to the next generation?
那这个祭坛就要变成很重要的一个角色。
And the altar plays an important role.
不然的话，平常大家都很忙碌啊。
Is if not, everyone is so busy.
你看学校，这个小孩子他们要上学呀。
Because the children have to go to school.
长大又要上班呐。
When they're older, they go to work.
结婚呐，所以你真正家里的人能够在一起时间并不多。
And then they would get married, so the time that you have as a family is actually not very long.
不要等到孩子已经离家了，你才说，哎呀，早知道他们已经长大了。
And so don't wait until your children are already grown up, and then you say, "Oh, I should have known to have a family altar."
所以我们这个讲机会结束以后有机会就赶快跟家里人团契。
So after our Bible seminar, if you have the opportunity, hurry and fellowship with your family members.
我是没办法的。你看我的子女他们在东部飞机要5个多小时。
And so it's impossible for me because for my children they are 5 hours away on the east coast.
但是我们现在还趁着孩子还小的时候在一起，就是要赶快跟他们沟通聚集。
So while their children are still young, we must take this time to fellowship and gather them together and fellowship with them.
把这个信仰，把神的事情，把我们整家整个家庭从神得到的恩典就传给我们下一代。
So that we can share the grace of God to the next generation.
大家分享每一个人的。生活经验，每一个人分享他们心里的这种挣扎挑战。
And so they all can share about what their experiences and also any struggles they may have.
我看有的父母亲都有孩子都没有什么了解。
And so we know for some parents they don't really understand their children.
父母亲所了解的都是从别人那里听到的，人家说你孩子怎么样要小心要注意一下他做父母亲不知道。
And so then maybe they only know their children through what other people tell them that oh your child is doing this and this you need to be careful.
那我们想想孩子为什么不告诉我们父母亲
Then we think about why is it that our children will not tell us?
那这个当然我不知道是什么原因的，但是大家就是要检讨哈。
So even I don't know the exact reason, but you have to examine yourself.
啊，可是假设有家庭祭坛的话，大家很公开，你看大家很做就追求和平嘛，做敢说啊，和平就是好像没有什么阻碍啊，大家能够沟通的。
And so in family, during family altar, we can break down those walls and be able to communicate and harmony.
那就能够找到安息，孩子就能够找到安息，那父母亲你愿意听我的呢？
Because the family, children will be willing to, to listen, to share and to listen, because your parents are able to do it mutually as well.
啊，最近不是报纸登，大家有没有看到中文报纸啊？有一个啊，华裔的科学家，物理科学家，他是发现什么天使什么那个什么微粒子是吧？哈，天使粒子啊。那么有些一个科学家，他忧郁症自杀。
And this scientist, he committed suicide. Even though he was very talented. Oh, because of depression.
因为忧郁症啊，不翻就你就大纲翻，要不要省得太多。好，你翻的时候要注意听那个 keyword 哈 ，keyword 要翻啊。
OK，
好。啊，因为他是忧郁症啊，然后自杀。
Oh, so because of depression, he committed suicide.
啊，那他家里的人呢？ 当然是很忧伤的。
And of course, his family members were very sorrowful.
啊，最近他的家里的人哈，就做一个 comment 对外稍微说明一下子。
And so, his family members made a statement.
他说：“我们自己家里的人经过那么多的痛苦啊，经过这个他的先生说这个主人哈，有那么多的挣扎、挑战、内心啊那么多的痛苦啊，但是家里的人竟然不知道。”
That even though he was struggling so much and he had so much pain within him, actually his family members did not know.
家里的人现在才说，哦，难怪啊，以前怎么样怎么样怎么样啊，我们都不知道啊，不知道他有忧郁症的问题，我们都不知道，以前就已经有这个征兆，但是没有人在注意啊。And
so that, oh, they didn't realize that, oh, he already had symptoms of depression, but no one was paying attention.
那我们只要是有个家庭祭坛。But
so if you have a family altar,
我们父母亲的能够听孩子的心声。
That you are able to listen to what your children are saying.
你现在不听的话，以后会有问题的。If
you don't listen, there will be issues later on.
所以做家庭祭坛的时候，让他们说出来。So
during family altar, they're able to say it out.
啊，但是我们父母亲一定要把心打开呀。But
for as parents, we need to open our hearts.
把孩子当成是心肝宝贝。And
of course, your children are precious.
有的人说把孩子当成是敌人哦。So
some people treat their children as enemies.
所以不是那个我们这个政治上敌人，但是好像啊啰嗦啦，这个怎么样啊，这个很讨厌呐。That
oh, you think that they talk too much or that you don't like them.
啊，一定要在家庭祭坛啊，好好的啊，用这个时间让他们来发表心里的，能够通过辅导，通过用神的话来帮助他。So
only during family altar is the time for them to. And that you can counsel them through the word of God.
要同时要导引他们呢，怎么样用神的话来帮助你们生活上实际的难题。所以以后他们离开家的时候，他们到外面去上班，有自己家庭的时候，他们也才学会怎么用神的话啊来安慰自己，来使自己得到力量。And
so that they can be trained to know how to use the word of God to receive comfort in times of difficulty.
啊，来重新的。 调整自己。And
to continue, to adjust themselves through the word of God.
啊，这是一个家庭祭坛是非常重要的。This
is why its family altar is very important.
啊，这是一个整家哈。And
this is a whole family.
所以挪亚他还是召集全家的人啊在一起。And
so Noah had his whole family together.
啊，献了这个这些动物啊，献燔祭。And
gave this offering.
啊，当献燔祭到了立位祭的时候啊，就是说这个燔祭啊要怎么吃哈，怎么吃怎么献。
And so in Leviticus, then it describes how they are to offer and how they are to partake of it.
那以前啊，献燔祭啊，可能可以有些东西吃啊，我们是想说，可以吃，说大家都要这个团吃啊，不只是说团契，要团吃。And
so of course, there's also the fellowship offering where they not only offer, but they are able to partake of the offering together.
那结果21节哈。 啊，神闻那个馨香之气，啊，就很高兴啊。
And so in Genesis chapter 8 verse 21, it mentions that God and smelled the soothing aroma and was and then was pleased.
啊，其实啊，其实这个当时也没有什么barbecue sauce 啊。
And so at that time, there was no barbecue sauce.
所以只是拿来就烤，那个味道不知道什么味道。
And so they just cooked the meat. And so we don't know what that smells like, but.
你家家烤肉的话，第一个鸡腿啊，你先不要放 barbecue sauce 啊，你就直接烤，啊，拿来看看是什么味道。
So you can try to cook bake a chicken, and see what it smells like, and without any sauce.
啊，所以也当然不是很香啊。
And of course, it might not smell very
good. 但是神所看到是他一个心。
But then God saw their heart.
神就闻那个他的心，闻到看到听到他的心。
And so the Lord heard their hearts.
啊，所以就很高兴。
And so it was very joyful.
啊，神就改变啊，改变他的心。你说我不再以这个洪水来毁灭人类的。
Then the Lord said in his heart that I will never again destroy every with every living thing as I have done with water.
因为家庭祭坛就是也要大家互相认罪。
And so because in family altar is also a time for all members to confess their sins.
啊，比如说我们孩子回来说，哎呀，我今天很倒霉啊，被人家欺负。
So they might say, oh, I am so I was wrong. I was bullied by others today in school.
啊，那今天考试不及格。
Or they might say, "Oh, I didn't pass my test today."
啊，那没关系啊，你到底为什么考试不及格？你为什么人家欺负啊
？So then you can ask them, "Why did you not pass your test, or why
are
you being bullied?"
所以就先检讨自己呀。
So you need to first examine yourself.
啊，就是今天被老板骂了。
Or today, you were rebuked by your boss.
我说大家都在这个机会来检讨自己。
So it's also in this opportunity, that we can all examine ourselves.
然后呢？神就很高兴了。
Then God will be very joyful.
神他本来是很生气，说啊，你为什么这样做？你为什么跟人家发脾气
？And so at the beginning, God might be very angry. I was like, oh, why did you, why were you angry at those people or whatever?
啊，但是现在大家悔改以后
，But after people have repented,
神就要改变心意了。好，那本来是要处罚你的，现在就要祝福你啊，改变的。
And so before I was going to curse you, but now I bless you because it's changed.
所以我们。要很重视啊，这个家庭祭坛。
So we need to have put emphasis on the family altar.
好，那再来哈，是一个全民族的祭坛。
So next is altar for the whole nation.
好，请看出埃及记十七章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
十七章第八节以后。
17:8 onwards.
好，我们先来看这个背景啊，是十七章的第一节。
So let's look at the background in 17:1.
第一节，以色列全会众都遵神的吩咐，按着战果从逊的旷野前往啊往前行，在利非定安营啊，所以我们就有个概念说他们在利非定安营。
And so here, we can tell the context that they were camped and Rephidim.
但利非定的希伯来文的意思就是说一个安息的地方，安息。
And so Rephidim means a place of rest in Hebrew.
啊，他们在那个地方就没有水喝啊。
And so at that place there was no water to drink.
啊，那怎么安息呢
？How can they have rest?
但是呢，我们要想想，神既然说安息，他们就可以得到安息啊，真的安息啊。
But God promised them that they can have rest, so they will have rest.
啊，虽然没有水喝。
Even though they don't have water to drink.
啊，神就想办法。
So God gave them a way.
而且神说这个地方就安息地方啊。
Because God says that this is a place of rest.
因为利非定就安息的意思。
Because Rephidim means rest.
所以真的神就让磐石出水了。
And so God allowed water to come from the rock.
啊，所以他们真的就得到安息呀。
And so there they were able to receive.
啊，可是第八节。
And in verse 8.
啊，有的人会来很扰乱呐。
In verse 8, but then there were people that came to
attack them. 啊，本来是住的好好的。
Even though they were living well.
啊，这个亚玛利人来的。
The Amalekites came.
要扰乱他们，就来在利非定和要和以色列人征战。
And Amalekites came to fight with them at Rephidim.
亚玛利人哈，亚玛利人啊，就是忙碌啊，忙碌的意思。
Amalekites mean that they are very busy.
那他们为什么忙碌呢
？Why were they busy？
因为他们所住的地方是那个山谷的地方。
Because they live in a place in the valley.
啊，所以他们心胸大概是比较窄小。
So they were very narrow in where they were able to live.
所以他们要经常到外地去抢夺人家的谷物啊。
And so they would go out to fight, take other people's resources.
他们很忙啊，就是好像自己没有什么耕种，都是要靠抢。
And so they don't have any area for farming, so they have to steal it from others. So they were very busy.
现在呢，这个忙碌哈，要来跟安息征战。
And so here, this busyness wants to fight with rest.
所以这一场的战争啊，我们叫做忙碌跟安息休息的战争。
And so we can say that this is a battle between busyness and rest.
因为这两个是相反的词句啊。
Because these two things are opposites.
好像这个以斯帖记啊，我们圣经有一个叫以斯帖记，是不是？
以斯帖记，
我是以斯帖。
Esther。
圣经有没有这一卷呢、啊、
？Esther。
Yeah。有没有？你这样说我啊，没有是吧？以斯帖。
有 Esther
啊，有啊哈，嗯，我说问说有没有，因为你好像破什么
？Why was so confused？ 我有点 confused。
哦，我吓一跳，哎、欸，
有啊，
有
Esther 啊，
啊是啊，那你
啊
你要说有啊，
有啊，
啊，
因为我不知道你在问我啊，然后我，欸、
有些时候我们要演演戏啊，大家才会笑一笑，哎、
yeah, okay,
欸，才有精神哎哈、
欸，好，
啊，所以你要知道我的 style、欸。
OK， 好，
好，好，好这个。那以斯帖记哈也是一样啊，以斯帖记也是一个战争啊哈。
And so Esther is also a battle.
这什么之战呢
？And what kind of battle is this？
啊，在利非定啊是什么战？利非定就是休息跟忙碌的战争。
And so it's a battle between Rephidim and a busyness and rest.
那以斯帖呢
？What about Esther？
以斯帖就是谦卑跟骄傲的战争。
It's a battle between pride and humility.
好，那我们先。就看这个出埃及记了。
And so let's look at Exodus.
那出埃及记哈，这个亚玛利人就来了哈，要在利非丁跟以色列人打仗。
And so in here in Exodus, the Amalekites came to fight against Israelites.
啊，那打赢的了哈。
And they
长话短说就打赢的。
And so in short, the Israelites won.
打赢以后啊，十五节。
And after they won in verse 15.
摩西就筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西。
And Moses made an altar called "The Lord is my banner."
啊，那十六节。
16.
又说啊，神已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
For he said, "Because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation."
大家读这个圣经的时候，会不会觉得很奇怪呀、啊、
？So if we read this, won't you think this is very odd?
啊，您有没有觉得很奇怪
？Don't you think this is very odd?
您觉得很奇怪，举手。啊，到十六节，您觉得有没有要怪怪的哈？
That if you think this is very odd, raise your hand.
啊，你有觉得怪怪举手有没有
？Raise your hand if you think this is odd.
都没有。
You don't think so.
你们都没有觉得怪怪的。
You don't think it's weird.
还是只有我
？Only me.
那我是不正常。
Then I am not normal.
啊，我没关系，那就听听我这个不正常的。
So then you can listen to my not normal.
因为神已经将亚玛利人都灭掉了。
Because God had already defeated the Amalekites.
你看说我要将亚玛利人的名号从天下全然涂抹了。
Says I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
啊，所有都已经没有了，已经好像这个清朝已经被消灭了。你现在还讲说啊，我要世世代代跟清朝的人打仗。
So even though they've already, oh, 清朝 like the Qing
dynasty.
And so even though you.The Qing dynasty is already destroyed. Why would they say that? I'm still going to fight the Qing dynasty from generation to generation.
啊，你说这个人头脑有没有问题呀、啊、
？They may say, "Oh, this person is wrong with them."
所以你看，神要都已经给他消灭，还要世世代代跟亚玛利人征战。
So God has already destroyed the Amalekites. How can they still fight against the Amalekites?
因为这场战争啊、哦，是休息跟忙碌的战争啊。
Because this is a fight between rest and busyness.
现在大家有没有很忙碌啊
？So today are we very busy？
有的话，还是我们还是要跟忙碌征战啊。
Then if we are, then we're still fighting against busyness.
所以有的人哈、啊，为什么他们不能够来接近教会
？And so why is it that some people are unable to draw close to the church？
啊，不能够来信耶稣，就很忙啊，星期六没有办法来聚会啊。
Or why is it that are unable to come to church and they're
very busy on the Sabbath？
They're unable to keep the Sabbath.
啊，不能够服侍神呢、啊。
They're not and they're unable to serve.
你看我有三个小孩呀、啊。
For example, I have three kids.
啊，非常忙碌啊。
They're all very busy.
你看我有房子，很多公寓要出租，我要这个管理，那个修理，哪有时间
？Or that I have all these buildings I have to take care of and oversee. I have no time.
你看我这个手机啊，有看不完的那个 Facebook 脸书啊。
And so then on my phone, I have it's an unlimited list on Facebook that I can look at.
有很多人啊，等着我回这个 text 啊，回这个 message。
And there's a lot of people waiting for me to respond to their text messages.
很多人要求我加入他们的这个什么玩游戏啊，那个 games。
And there's people that want me to play games with them on their phone.
所以哪有时间？
So I have no time.
大人说没时间，小孩子也很忙。
So the adults say they don't have a lot of time, and children all this.
所以真的，我们现在做的是。跟忙碌在征战。
So we are fighting against busyness.
但是神说啊，他要替我们征战。
But the Lord says He will fight for us.
说全民族这个是这个忙碌啊，是整个国家的事情。
And so this busyness is a for the whole nation.
这个全人类的共同的问题呀。
This is an issue for all of humanity.
非常的忙，忙什么
？That we're all so busy. What are we busy with？
为了金钱忙，为了权力忙。
We're busy for money, for a social status.
为了享受而忙。
Or to busy for pleasure.
所以我们要时间来留给神。
So we have no time to give to God.
所以现在呢，就是要征战。
So today we are battling.
征战就是要跟忙碌征战。
And so we are battling against busyness.
所以我们现在都已经打赢了。
Because we have already won.
我们才能够来哈，我们来就是表示已经打赢了。
That's why we're able to come, and so, and this is that's why we have won against busyness.
但是感谢主，我们这边的风气比较好。
And so we can thank God that the culture here is a little bit better.
我看有的人啊，这个聚会时间还是在看手机。
And I've seen that there's even during service there are people looking at their phones.
聚会时间应该把手机关掉。
Actually, during service, we should turn off our phones.
不关掉的话，这个虽然说你不是刻意的，但是有人会送 message 给你。
So even though it might not be on your purpose, but people might send messages to you.
有人会送 line 给你。
People might line you.
Facebook 给你。
Or they might Facebook message you.
你有这个抵抗力的话，你就不会看，当然很好。可是一般的人总是有人既然给我就。看一看呢哈。
And so, because if you have,
人家有个响声嘛。
If you have the willpower, then you might not look, but some people are like, oh, just look for a little bit.
以前是这个圣灵的响声，现在是手机的响声。
And so before it would be the.
圣灵不是从天上降下来，《使徒行传》第二章。
可是响声。
响啊。
Like ringing.
对，那个。现在是手机的响声。
Alright, and so before it was the ringing of the Holy Spirit, but now it is.The ringing of our phone.
来教会还很忙啊，忙着看手机。
And so we're so busy looking at church, busy looking at our phones.
所以真的，我们现在就是要跟忙碌征战。
So today, truly, we are fighting against busyness.
要打赢这场战争。
We need to win against this battle.
我们现在很多年轻人参加 NYTS 以后。
So there's many youth after going to NYTS.
那上班的。
They're working.
很多人就。不能够来教会了。
There's so many that are unable to attend church.
大概太忙。
Maybe they're too busy.
礼拜六也不是说要上班呢。
And it's not that they need to go to work on Saturday.
但是因为平常忙到实在是很累啊，因为礼拜一工作到礼拜五压力又大。
And so they might be so busy with work Monday through Friday and they have a lot of work pressure.
所以就想说哈，这个要礼拜六就休息。
They might say, "Oh, I'm going to rest on Saturday."
可能是真的体力必须要休息。
Maybe they don't really lack energy. They need to rest.
说平常就是要节制，你平常就要节制，不要太忙。
And so then that means that Monday through Friday, you need to have self-control and not be too busy.
那神会帮我们打胜仗。
Then God will be able to help us be victorious.
因为他起的是要世世代代跟亚玛力的征战。
Because He has said that He will fight a war with Amalekites.
只要我们能够靠神的话，我们就能够在这场战争当中得胜。
If we rely on God, then we'll be able to overcome in this battle.
不然我们还会流失的。
And if not, then we would lose.
好，那我们先休息十分钟以后。
We're going to take a break for 10 minutes.
我们再来继续这个家庭祭坛。
Then we'll continue this family.
那我们从不一样的方向来讨论。
We're going to look at it from a different aspect.
好，一起默祷。